Teacher's Day in memory of Ayatollah Motahhari. Of Ordibehesht on the Iranian calendar, corresponding to 2nd of May, is the martyrdom anniversary of the great scholar Ayatollah Murtaza Motahhari, who led a life of inexhaustible effort to guide the people, especially young people, through debates, speeches, books, and his own behavior. Ayatollah Motahhari was a real teacher. Appreciation of teacher is appreciation of the gardener who takes care of blossoms till they bud into flowers and then fruitify. According to the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, scholars on the earth are like the stars in the sky. In the dark of the land and the sea, the right way will be found through them. And when they set, so many a guided person will go astray. We commemorate Teachers Day and present you a program on the status of teachers and the thoughts of great martyr Ayatollah Murtaza Motahhari. Stay with us. Knowledge increases human value and rationality, and a teacher is a means for learning, so he has a great right over his students whilst being seriously responsible before these trusts of God. He preserves divine trusts from corruption and deviation and tries to set the ground for their growth and perfection. The Holy Prophet has said, "Verily, God and the angels and the inhabitants of the earth, even the ant in its hole, and the fish in the sea, greet the ones who teach goodness to people." The Holy Prophet advised his disciples to respect their teachers and observe their rites. The Holy Prophet said three times, "O God, have mercy upon my successors." He was asked, "Who are your successors?" He answered, "Those who convey my hadith and practice to all, and then teach it to my ummah." The most fundamental feature of a teacher is his effort to make real humans. The noble Quran describes the Holy Prophet of Islam as the great teacher of human history, saying that the Prophet is distressed by the losses you sustain, who is ardently desirous of your welfare, and is tender and merciful to those that believe. The intense love and desire for guiding humans is very good for a teacher, and no teacher can be successful without this love. In fact, it is the driving engine for training the students that are apt and ready to learn. Teaching is an art, and a teacher is an artist. Knowledge, contemplation, and creativity are the characteristics of a teacher that go along with science of the day. A successful teacher is the one who keeps updating his knowledge and awareness, daily advancement in science, and tries to apply science in class. He or she should be like a spring or a river that is not a stagnant. Because of spiritual impact of teachers, students are highly affected by them, so that they may even change the fate of their nation. Most people owe their success to their teachers. On the other hand, many failures may originate in the teachings and behavior of teachers. Ayatollah Murtaza Motahhari, recalling the memories of one of his great teachers, called Haj Mirza Ali Agha Shirazi, would say, he was a great man. For the first time, he made me familiar with Nahjul Balagha. I always consider him as one of the most valuable reserves in my life. I don't like to exchange him for anything, and not a single night or day passes except that his memory flashes in my mind and I remember him and utter his name. The Islamic Revolution is indebted to the intellectual and cultural endeavors of prominent Muslim thinkers and intellectuals, scholars. Martyr Shahid Murtaza Motahhari was one of the most prominent intellectual and cultural figures of our modern times. With a very high command of Islamic teachings, he met myriads of the needs of the present generation. Having novel ideas, creative thoughts, and proper understanding of Islam, Ayatollah Murtaza Motahhari played an important role in the enlightenment of enthusiasts, especially teachers and academics. He left behind some invaluable works that fulfilled the needs of millions of eager souls, both in Iran and abroad, as many of his works have been translated into many different languages. This great Muslim scholar was very thoughtful of the needs of the time and looked for the topics of interest and the need of the young people, the younger generation, to provide answers to the intellectual and ideological ambiguities to young people. Ayatollah Murtaza Motahhari was born in a religious family in 1919 in the town of Fariman, about 75 kilometers from the holy city of Mashhad in Khorasan province. In his childhood, he went to school and began learning elementary lessons. At the age of 12, he attended the theological school of Mashhad and began studying the foundations of Islamic sciences. In 1937, during the hostility of Reza Khan against religious and religious people, despite the opposition of his friends and relatives, he went to the seminary school in Qom to complete his education. During his 15-year stay in Qom, Martyr Murtaza Motahhari highly benefited from classes of Grand Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, and Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hossein Tabatabai. In 1952, he migrated to Tehran and very soon catapulted to fame as a top scholar and master of various Islamic sciences. He taught at the Marvi Seminary in Tehran and was engaged in writing books and delivering speeches. In 1955, the first session of interpretation of the Holy Quran was held by him at the Islamic Students Association. Martyr Ayatollah Motahhari was one of the main axes of coordination amongst religious scholars or ulama and university professors during the exile of Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. He strongly believed in the ability of Islam to administer society. Hence, he outlined the views of the Islamic Revolution and clarified its various dimensions for every stratum, even for the layman. In a climate where a variety of advocates were promoting their ideologies to deviate people, especially the younger generation and academics, Ayatollah Murtaza Motahhari traced the footsteps of Imam Khomeini to defend the genuine teachings of Islam, which had been manifested in the form of the Islamic Revolution. Ayatollah Murtaza Motahhari has always been regarded as a very knowledgeable expert of Islam and a powerful philosopher who was aware of the conditions of his time. He confronted the ideological deviations insofar as he sacrificed his life for his ideals. Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, lamenting the martyrdom of his bright scholar, stated in his message, "I have lost a very dear child and am mourning for him, as was one of the character that was the fruit of my life. Dear Islam has sustained a fracture. due to the martyrdom of this erudite child and eternal scholar, that nothing can fill his place. Considering the deep impact of Martin Murtaza Mottari's ideas on Islamic society, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has said that for flourishing and advancement of society, intellectual work should be done on his thoughts and works. Enthusiasts should extract Martin Mottari's thoughts and opinions in different fields. The leader says, "Of course, the works of this great scholar are alive, like his memory. Martin Murtaza Mottari's books are not terminable. No one should think that we are repeating the books of Martin Murtaza Mottari after a revolution as we have kept republishing them. There is no repetition in true words and in the words of wisdom. Society and the younger generation and our cultural and scientific community still need to know the teachings that this great scholar has written and put at the disposal of the Islamic Ummah."